ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ರೂಪಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಬ್ರಜಗುರಿಪುರಿಂ ಮಾಥುರಿಂ ಗೋಸ್ತುವಾಟಿಂ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡಂ
ರಾಧಿಕಾ
ಮಾಧವಾಸಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೋ ಜಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಥಿತ ಕೃಪಯಾ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಂ ತಂ ವಂಶಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಬಹುಭಕ್ತಿಸೇವ ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂತಮನುಪೇತಮೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರ್ಯಾ ಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾ ತರ್ವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನ ತ್ವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ತ್ವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ನ ಜೀವಾಮಿ ತ್ವಯಾ ವಿನಾ ಭಕ್ತಿಹೀನ ಅಪರಾಧಲಕ್ಷ್ಯೇತಾ ಕಾಮಿತರ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಕೃಪಾ ಮಯಿ ತ್ವ ಶರಣ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ವೃಂದೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ my humble obeisances, koti koti dandavat pranam in the lordship of my paramaradhyatam guru pad padma shri bhakti pragyan kesava goswami maharaj and same in the lordship of my shiksha guru om vishnu pad asuta sasri mad bhakti vedan swami maharaj. As in this previous song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
Kabe
Aha
Gauranga Boliya
Boliya
Kabe Aha Gauranga Boliya
Last line
Vaishnava Dekhiya Parivachana
ವೈಷ್ಣವ ದೇಖಿಯ ಪರಿವಚರಣೆ ಹೃದಯ Bandhu Jani. Yashoda Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that I will see Vaishnava in the holy dham. Upon seeing him, I will fall at his lotus feet, and I will understand that he is the very bandhu, the very friend of my heart. That there is no other person within this world who can be a greater and more intimate friend to me than
like him. Soulmate.
Yes.
So here, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur is glorifying Sadhu Sangha. Praner of Bandhu. Praner of Bandhu. There is none in this whole world more dear to that Vaishnava. Worldly father, mother, and worldly related, they are dear, but not so much. They can give some sufferings, but sadhu, they will take all your sufferings. And that is why it has been told. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Ko, Lo Matre Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi. Even one moment, Sarva Siddhi, all desires will be fulfilled. What all desires? Worldly desires are not here. That, O Krishna, I want to marry and you should help me. Not this desire. All desires means best among all. And we desire that, oh Krishna, please take me in your lotus shelter and give me Brajabhakti. This. So, we were giving classes on Brihat Bhagavatamritam, this is slow. Mahat Sangam Mahatmam Etat Paramadhutam Paramadhutam Kritatva Jaina Biprasav Sadhya Abhutat Sarupavat. Where we were?
In America, how far?
In America?
In Bejar.
In Bejar. Yes.
After Bhavapava Gaujanatoya Dabavach, 1051-53.
But I will briefly tell all, and then elaborately after. When Mahabharata battle was finished, Duryodhana and his 99 brothers were killed. In Pandava side, only 6 were remaining. 5 Pandavas and Krishna. And the side of Duryodhana, Kripacharya,
Kritavarma,
and Ashwatthama. 3, only 3 remaining. And all put to death, top to bottom. And then, in the meantime, Vidur has left because Duryodhan never wanted Vidur. He used to tell Vidur niti, bhakti niti. And Duryodhan did not like. So he gave his bow and arrow and mukul, crown. I don't like all these things. But there is no relation with Krishna bhakti. I have nothing to do anything. And he left it. And he went to, and in the, how many days? Mahabharata battle was finished.
18 days.
And battle was finished. And after that, he returned back to Maharaj Yudhishthira's house in the Prastha. And from there he moved to Hastinapur. And when he came, all became very happy, as if their life has returned back. All the Pandavas were weeping for Vidur, but now he has returned back. But he has come momentarily. Because he has left his life more than Sannyasi and Paramahansa. So he went to meet Maharaj Dhritarashtra. They were now in Hastinapur in the supportance of Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthira. Bhim used to give them bread, butter and what they like, he liked. And he was serving. Vidur at once in the night, in the midnight, he went to Dhritarashtra and told, why you are staying still? What you want to see? Your all children, your sons has been killed, your sides, so many Akshahani, all army has been destroyed. What more you want? And what should I do? I'm blind. Really, you are blind by both. Blind by
internal
eyes
external.
And
internal.
Just today, you should give up this palatial building
and come with me. How can I? Oh, you can.
I will help you.
I will help you. And thus, you are like a dog to whom Bhim gives some bread. And two.
Come.
And gives you. You have no shame at all. No shame at all. You are nirlajja dehaya.
Shameless
character person. And then Dhritarashtra began to weep. What should I do? Oh, come on with me in the night, this midnight, and I will take you to Haridwar and to Rishikesh and in very deep jungle forest. And there you will
meditate
on Krishna. And yes, I am ready. Then Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and Kunti Devi, three in the midnight from the back door, they went to Haridwar, and after that they went to Rishikesh. They took bath in river Ganges, and he told how to meditate the mantra of Krishna. And they began to do Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And thus, after 15 days, they became very lean and thin. They left their food and all these things, always remembering mantra, meditating, chanting. One day a forest fire came, surrounding all. All began to fly, run away here and there, but Dhritarashtra told, I will not go. Kunti told also, and Gandhari. And flame at once come and wraps them. And in a moment they took their heart or mind from body and engaged in the little feet of Krishna. And thus they left everything, this body. So, in love matra sadhu sangha, in a moment, sadhu sangha can change your whole career. But those who are offensive, those who have no belief in sadhu sangha, in guru, what will be? They are offenders. For them, they don't believe anything in sadhu sangha. So not for them. But if not as an offenders, but they common people, they can gain so many things, much things. So here in Bihar Bhagavata Amritirtha has been told that as Gop Kumar is telling his history. Gop Kumar is telling his history. And Sarup is guru.
Gop Kumar is Sarup himself.
Gop Kumar is
Sarup. He is telling Jana Sharma.
Jana Sharma.
Mathur Brahmin.
Mathur Brahmin.
Gop Kumar Mathur Brahmin is dead.
He did nothing like Parikshit Maharaj. He heard only Srimad Bhagavatam, no? 7 days and night. Only hearing. What practice he did? Parikshit Maharaj? Meditate or what? Served any of the nine? Any of the? Nothing. Only heard.
Shravan.
Hearing. And what became? He has received. Oh, Gopi Bhava. Gopi Bhava. He received, he gained Gopi Bhava. But for he heard all things. But He was not realizing. But when his Gurudev Swarup Damodar, Swarup, gave his hand on the head of
Jana Sarma
and told that, oh, you should realize now. And what he realized? At once in a moment, without any sadhan bhajan, oh, he saw that I am in Golok Vrindavan, in Braja, and in situated in what? Sakha Rasa there. And Krishna met him, embraced, and fainted, and he also fainted. The Sarupavat he became. So if he will have so a strong faith in Sadhu Sangha, then we can be all like Jan Sarma. So very Mahatsangam Mahatmam Etat. What is the meaning? Kritartho Jena Vipravasa Usaddo Abhut Sarupavat. What meaning? The glorification of the glory of Sadhu Sangha is so high, so extraordinary and wonderful, that in a moment that Jan Sarma became like his Gurudev Swarup, like Swarup, without doing anything. Why Swarupavat? Swarup was personal associate of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. And by the order of Radhika, he has come to help Jamsarma. He is eternal associate of Krishna. Nothing to do bhajan, sadhana and nothing. He is like Yashoda mother, Nanda Baba, all these sakhis, Radhika. It is not the fact that they did some sadhana bhajan like us, and after that, when they matured, then they became like that.
But Gopkumar himself, he was going up, no?
Yes, going.
Only Nila.
Going up today.
So we can take Gopkumar like Mathur Brahman doing sadhana bhajan, gradually developing. But by constitution, he was eternal sakha of Krishna.
Nitya siddha, not sadhan siddha.
Nitya
siddha, not sadhan siddha. Nitya siddha. Parika.
Both.
Parika.
It has been shown that he was not parika. By transcendental, we are also parika of Krishna. No, transcendental.
In constitutionally, we are.
In constitution. Jivera Swarup Hai, Nitya Krishna. But we had not realized. So he was also like same. He was sadhar. Jan Sarma, Swarup was not what? He was Nitya Parikar. He was Nitya. Swarup means his Gurudev, sent by Radhika. From Golok.
No,
he had nothing done. He Swarup. By Parishad. Okane Parikar. Era pore hoy. Kintu uni pore hon nai. Uni pore hon nai. Uni nittei ache. Ma Yashoda jerokom. Mother Yashoda always, eternal mother. Never he has practiced bhakti yoga or anything. So this Swarup was like that. But Gopkumar, sadhana.
Gopkumar is the Swarup. His name is
Jan Sarma.
Maharaj,
Swarup
Gopkumar. Gurudev is Jayanta.
Gopkumar is Guru Jayanta.
Yes, open. Gopkumar is
Guru Jayanta.
Then come to point. Then any may question. If anyone has a question that there are two things, Krishna Kripa and Vaishnava Kripa. Sadhanaj and Kripa Abhinivesaj.
Sadhan Abhinivesaj
and Krishna. Sadhan Abhinivesaj.
Krishna Prasadaja.
You know?
Bhakta Prasadaja and Krishna Prasadaja.
Yes. Bhakta Prasada and Krishna Prasada. From beginning you should know. From beginning. From Shraddha. There are two kinds of Shraddha. Laukiki and Paramarthiki. Paramarthiki Shraddha is also of two kinds. What?
Vaidhi Andaganuga.
Vaidhi
Andaganuga.
Vaidhi Avadharana Mai.
Vaidhi Athava Shastra Avadharana Mai.
And?
Shri Krishna Katha Madhurya.
Understand? Last one is very, very difficult and rare in this world. From that Shraddha, that kind of Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti and Rati comes, and Prem is special. And that special Prem touches, oh, Mahabhava, Adirudha, Rudha, Adirudha, and so goes on. Very high class. Here, but how we can receive this? Only by the mercy of Krishna or his associates. But without mercy we cannot do anything. But here we say, see, by sadhana, in so many kalpa, it may be, so many births, we can be matured. We can be matured. Gradually. Like Gop Kumar. And here what became? In a moment. He kept his hand on the head of his disciple. And at once he opened his eyes and saw that he is not in this world, but he is in transcendental Golok Vrindavan. And Krishna is coming from cowherding. And he met and embraced and he became sensuous. How it became? Anyone may have doubt. We are doing. We have Guru. And we are chanting, remembering. But not happening. Why? Oh, there are so many defects. So, with defect, how it became? Impossible, possible. That at once, in a moment, in a second, without any sadhan, bhajan, and he went in Golok Vrindavan, and he met with friend Krishna, he met with Yashoda, Nanda Baba and others, and gopis all. Don't doubt. It is miracle. You should believe. As Sarup was eternal associate of Krishna, in a moment he became like that. without the sadhana bhajan. As he did not practice any bhakti yoga, his Gurudev, Swarup, oh, he liked that. But we will have to be like that. Don't doubt, because why don't doubt? If doubt, then you will not be matured. You cannot be alive. Like anna bhilashita sunyam jnana karmadhyana vritam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. What is the meaning? Very carefully. We should hear very carefully. Whatever you do, do for Krishna. Open. Quite open. Not covered. কাউ কাছে লুকিয়ে যে কাজ করা হবে সেটা মনে করবো যে সেই অপরাধ অথবা এটা অন্যায় আমি করতে যাচ্ছি, কি মানে? যদি আমি কোন জিনিস লুকিয়ে কাউকে লুকিয়ে না দেখিয়ে কিছু করতে চাই, হয় অন্যায় না হয় অপরাধ অথবা যা হয় অন্যায় আমি করতে যাচ্ছি. ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু হাইড এনিথিং টু এনিওয়ান and we want to do, but hide. What is the meaning?
Offense or sin.
Guilty.
It is like sin. If he is in sadhu sangha, but even he will not be matured at any time. This type of person. This should be open to all. Open book for all. Then nothing to hide, and then sarvatma bhavena krishnena arpita, fully surrendered, not doing anything for me.
Self-interest.
And then if he is in sadhu sangha, in a moment it can be by the grace of his Gurudev. But Gurudev should also be like of that quality. If Guru is not of that quality, can he?
No power.
We should be like Swarup. And then he can do to his disciple. A Guru who is how much qualified, he can be kind to his disciple in the same quality.
Stage.
Same stage. So, I think that you are all lucky, very, very lucky, that you have come in the line of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta, and Bhakti Siddhanta. So, you should hear and be like that. Whether you are family life, no home, otherwise you are Brahmachari Sannyasi. But be very, very like that part I do. One kirtan.
Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya. Jaya Guru Deva, Deva. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Rai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna is so wonderful, it fills my heart with joy. When I think about the past, I know the life that I feel boy. His face is nice and that is like a bright cloud of rain. And when I see, I want to hear again and again. He's supreme and absolute, he comes once in promised day. When the demons are on top and he rips and falling prey. He devastates the demons with his club and his soul. The devotees are blissful in their pastimes in the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. In the prison with his father and his mother Devaki. He appeared as four on Vishnu, such a glorious sight to see. In his hand he held his cup, his conch, his dish, his lotus flower. His parents offered prayers in that most auspicious hour. Now although he's Bhagavan and the source of all that be, his mother didn't want her brother Kamsa to see. She said, become a little baby boy, I'll kill you if you can. So Krishna had his father take him off the Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Now, Kamsa was a demon and his friends are demons too. This Krishna's going to kill us, so whatever shall we do? They put their heads together and they made a wicked plan. We'll take all the little children and we'll kill them if we can. Ah, but Krishna, he was safe, for he was out of Kamsa's way. With Nanda and Yashoda as their baby he did play. And the gopis and the cows and Balaram and everyone. When mercy chants and milk the bliss to see his child is from. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Utsana was a witch and she could fly through the air. And all the sinful ways of killing children she would dare. She put poison on her breast and made up her mind at once. She murdered little Krishna if at all she got the chance. Now Yashoda didn't know she was a witch in disguise. She was beautifully dressed with lovely face and bloody eyes. When Krishna sucked her breath, he sucked out her life as well. He kindly sent her home instead of sending her to hell. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then the whirlwind came and came, and he kicked up dust and stones. With Krishna cried Yashoda and fell down with the fierce groan. The demon carried baby Krishna high into the sky. But Krishna forced him down the way he'd break his bones and die. Then Yashoda picked him up and she pacified her mind. She thanked the Lord above for being so merciful and kind. She chanted names of God to protect her child from harm. She didn't know that the real Lord was smiling in her arms. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mercy of Vaishnava, Sadhu Sangha. Don't. It has been told by Kapil Dev, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, that if you are taking prasadam, if anyone taking meal, supper, or
lunch,
not knowingly with a bad person, then what will be?
The effect, his quality.
It will affect. And he will go to hell. But unknowingly, any general class of person, taking prasadam or doing all these things with a pure sadhu, then what result will? Very soon he will develop in Krishna bhakti. His all desires will be fulfilled. That is, in the last he will have prem, brajaprem. And same thing had been told in Yoga Vasishtha. Vasishtha, the guru of Ramachandra, that you should always go to pure sadhus, associate, and if they are not giving any instruction, even you should go. Sit down there. Cannot? Why? Their swabhavi katha, their worldly talks, even in the end it gives Krishna prem. Then know the art of transferring the worldly talks into Krishna bhakti. Very expert. So whether they are instructing or not, whole atmosphere becomes like Krishna Bhakti man. You have you know the name of Agastya Rishi, one of the devotee of Krishna, Ramchandra. When Sri Ram, Lakshman and Sita, they reached near Agastya Ashram, and they saw that deer and tigers both are taking water in a one ghar.
In same place.
Same place.
Same pond in same place.
And all the cows and shagal ke ki bole?
Goats
and others are with tigers and goats and all others. All are very peaceful. No one is quarreling. And all are engaged in Guru Seva and meditating of Krishna. Then he told, it must be the ashram of Agastya. Valmiki ashram. When Sita reached there and saw, so many ladies and females are also in sadhu way. They have no other desire. tigers, but no ferocious. Animals of very lovely. And then she decided that this is the Valmiki Ashram. So, where there are sadhu, one sadhu can take your all but mind and heart. Like now you are not remembering your worldly problems and here and there. I have taken all's mind together here. Yes. I'm not a real sadhu. I'm perfect. But if I can do like this, miracle, then what of Narad, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan? So, if they are not speaking anything even, we should try to avail the sadhu. So this is the wonderful result of sadhu sangha. And gradually he sinks in the love and affection of Radha and Krishna. Also Kapildev has told, Satang prasangam amavirja samvidau bhavante rita karna rasayana katha tajosanad adishwar apabarga vartmani sadharati bhakti anukramishyati. Satang prasangam amavirja sadhu sangha, in sadhu sangha, a flow of river of bhakti rush comes out. And those harikatha, rita karna rasayana, it is pleasing to heart and mind, ears. Tajosana. If anyone will drink that nectar of Harikatha, very soon, adav saddha, and then saddha bhakti, and then rati. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, and prema bhakti will come. Surely it will come. If you have no any other desire, you have bracketed your heart fully. Only the bhakti ras coming from the mouth of sadhu, if it is only there going by current, and thinking about that harikatha with mind, surely saddha, bhakti and prema. No doubt, don't doubt. Why not coming? Don't doubt. You have something. Obstruction. That is not coming. Try to take it off and then you will see that very soon you have bhakti. But still it should be more corrected, more purified. We have discussed all these things, so I am in
America, Raja,
you told. I think that so many are...
Not so many.
But some of you were there. So I'm... Also it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhruvena, Dhruva Maharaj. Bhukti mukti pravahatan toi me prasango bhuyad nasta mahata malasayanam jena asanja ulvanam urubhyasanam bhavaptim nanne bhavat guna katha mitamitapanam. Hey Ananta, Prahlad is telling, Dhruva is telling to, praying to Narayana. Oh Ananta, Ananta means
unlimited.
Why? Up to Mahabhav, unlimited. Narayan to his limit and is Krishna. Gopijana Vallabha. Narayan, Ram, then more refined. Dwarkadhis, more refined.
Mathura,
more refined.
Brajendanandan,
more refined.
Sakharas.
And then more refined.
Radha.
Oh, more.
Yambala.
So this refined. Krishna is also refined. Bhakti is also refined. So Ananta. Mane, oh, you are also Krishna. But in the sight of only Naradarshi, not in the heart of Dhruva. Dhruva has no conception, so much high class of conception. Those who are purified, Mahatpurush, they practice bhakti yoga to you. After death, be kind to me. They try to manage sadhu sangha, that I can hear Harikatha from that high class of our devotees, like Narad, like Prahlad, like others. Oh, then Narayan told that, why you are not praying for mukti? Oh, I don't want mukti. Never and never. Mukti means? Mukti.
Atyantika dukkha nivritti eva mukti.
Dukkha nivritti is mukti. Atyantika dukkha nivritti is atyantak mukti. Dukkha nivritti, in this world also anyone has. And if he will give up, then it is also a mukti. So dukkha nivritti is mukti, but full mukti is full.
Sarupena
vyavasthiti
mukti. Sarupena vyavasthiti.
Krishna bhakti is mukti. Really Krishna bhakti, to attend Krishna bhakti is mukti. Oh, if you are giving me Krishna prem, then anusangi rupena. Anusangi means?
Incidentally.
Oh, moksha will come. No need of praying. It is incidental fruit. And that is why Dhruva is telling, oh, I pray in your lotus feet that please manage that in my birth and birth I should have a high class of associates, sadhu sangha, that I can hear your sweet pastimes, birth after birth. I don't want mukti. I don't want anything. And then Krishna is bound to give Golok Vrindavan. No need of praying. Prabhupada is telling, Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Naam Grahan,
Harinam Grahan or Hari Darshan Saman.
Hari Darshan Ek Saman. What meaning? To chant name, and
to take darshan of Krishna.
Darshan of Krishna.
Same.
Darshan means?
To see eye.
Darshan, you know,
to see eye.
To have audience.
To see the face of Krishna. Same thing. But for whom? For Srila Prabhupada. For person, devotees like him. But you will have to trust. Full trust. Strong faith that it is true.
No doubt.
And he is telling, Matsange apnar gun katha amrit paan kar jaa. If you are drinking and drinking contamination, Harikatha from Mahatpurush, then worldly sufferings, pains of life, even the endless pain of birth and life goes away. For example, he has given example that if a man is taking honey and he does not know
what is the effect of this,
the effect of
honey,
automatically his body becomes hot and very sweet
taste
comes. So if there is Bhagavad Bhakti Sudha, nectar of Bhakti is there, of Harikatha, then those who are Harikatha Rasik, oh, this is their main factor, to taste Harikatha, but mukti comes. And all other happiness of the world comes. And all other sufferings and pain of life goes away. Without any
effort.
Don't, as I told yesterday also, and I am telling regularly, don't be bewildered for your maintenance. Automatically Krishna will has arranged everything, but we have no belief. Whether you want or not, maintenance will come and coming. Whether you have any effort or not, automatically coming. Always practice bhakti yoga. Bhagavan Shankar also has told in this Khanardhe napi tule na swargam na apurbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martanam kimutasisa. He has also told. Bhagavat bhakta sangha is very rare. I am happy that for sadhu sangha you have come here from so many places. It is a good symptom. That you have all come. And I think that if you are sincere, oh, you must gain something. It is so rare, sadhu sangha, that it cannot be compared with swarga sukh, happiness of
heavenly planet.
It cannot be compared with worldly kingdom and position or to anything in this world. So, the association of high class of Vaishnava is dancing, keeping their feet on the lotus, on the
head of
all purusartha, artha, dharma, moksha. So, hey Bhagavan, the lotus trust of your associates, sadhu, sar pap haran kare. They take away all kinds of sins. Athava, either, or aghasu ghatakir angri yugale. Chinhet dvara susobit bhaktar mukha bigalit. Apna jasa kirti avagahane tirthe ganga jale snan kariya. Athava gopigane gopika adir jol aharan sambandhi jamunar ghat oto hai sa. Today I
jamuna sarili aharan
from to come.